So I'm going to say right now what I said at the very top of the program. It is Friday. Good Friday to you. Finish strong. 2 hours in the books, 1 hour to come. Let's make sure we get it. Make it a good hour. Coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Do you need to know what it takes for a home to fit your budget and your family? Then Rocket can. All right, so still ahead. Alvy's week that was, in effect, a 4 or 5 minute commercial pointing out how awesome we are. But it's good content. Look for that. ATP is coming up later on. But now our once a week segment, Big Head Bets. I want to say to you before I bring James Kelly on, we're going to talk about five NFL games. If you want to bet with us, go right ahead. But make sure you do not wager something that you cannot afford to lose. This is just me talking. I don't need to have this disclaimer. It's just common sense. Play responsibly. Play responsibly. Maybe you think playing responsibly is fading the head. That could be your strategy too. Let's get into it. Big Head, Happy New Year, dude. How you living? What's going on?
Not bad, Jim. Not bad at all. First workday of the 2022 year, so life is good, man.
It's your first workday of 2022, and it's like a 10-minute workday, so life's got to be good. Listen, nothing is easy when it comes to picking games in the NFL ever, and it's getting tougher and tougher week to week. And even tougher is the fact that we don't know exactly who is going to go and who's not going to go and how much time they'll get with the postseason about to get underway. So let me ask you this. Is this one of those weeks where you've been doing research and analyzing all your big head data, and do you find yourself making a pick only to flip-flop a few hours later because of what's going on this week? Is that one of the things that's happening?
Yeah, 100%, Jim, 100%. I get down a path for a few hours, and then I end up back at square one asking myself the same exact questions. I'm like, oh my gosh, I just wasted all this time, but I am confident. I'm feeling it now, so I found it. I figured it out.
You figured what out?
The picks, man.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Then let's get to the picks. Let's do this. Why don't we start Rams v. Niners? All right, so we got a couple of amazing rivalry games with playoff implications, including Rams and Niners. I could not love this any more than I do, even if I'm not really ever sure what I'm going to get from either one of those teams. Head, fact is, a huge bleeping game. The Rams are still looking to lock up the division. The Niners need this badly because they're still not officially in. We don't really know Jimmy Garoppolo's status yet, but I've got a pretty good read on Matthew Stafford. He's going to go, and he's going to have to play better than he has of late. He's going to have to play better to beat the Niners because the Niners seem to have no trouble with the Rams. All right, that's another little thing here. Break it down. How do you see the matchup? What is the number? Which way are you leaning?
So WynnBET has the Rams at -4 at home, and I'll take McVay actually beating Lobster Jr. finally here, Jim, and laying the points. The Rams, like you said, there's incentive on both sides, but they are on that important 2 seed, meaning they could get 2 home games in the playoffs if they win this game. So incentive-wise, it matches San Francisco. 2 big advantages, the Rams wideouts against that Niners secondary, and Stafford, who you said, if he's consistent over Jimmy G, and now Jimmy's thumb is jacked to boot, so I like the Rams there. Also, if the Rams just limit Debo and Big George Kittle, they should win and cover here. Let's go with the Rams and hope Chubby Cheeks doesn't throw another pick six and lay that 4 points.
Chubby Cheeks? Rams?
A little bloated.
Laying the 4 points. Really quickly, you mentioned the receivers. Quick sidebar. Mm-hmm. Jalen Ramsey v. Debo, one of the great matchups of the entire year. Who you got there?
Physicality, man, right there, right? Well, let's hope the Rams actually use Ramsey and put him on him this game more than they did last game. But overall, I would say I would take Jalen there. But last game, Debo went off, and they waxed him 31-10, but let's hope Jalen's on him more. But Jalen, yes.
All right, so there it is. That's the first game we're on to. 4 to come. Chargers v. Raiders, the other major rivalry with enormous playoff implications. Chargers v. Raiders, essentially win and you're in, the very definition of Hell Week. I'm a little disappointed that Raider fan and Charger fan did not hit that one as hard as they would normally for the program. All I get today is, quote, Mike in L.A., nobody lost in a bar fight. Nobody lost an ear in a bar fight. Hell, nobody lost anything on the show this week. But I do love the game. two teams that do not like each other, two fan bases which like each other even less. The problem with the game is, again, I have no idea what to expect from either one of them. As far as the Raiders go ahead, pretty miraculous that they're even in this thing in the final week of the regular season. I think that it does speak to their grit, and if you buy into that toughness and an ability to compartmentalize and limit some of the biggest distractions ever, you might actually love these guys at home getting points. What's the number you see? How are you playing it?
The number is Chargers as the road favorites at -3 here, Jim. And as tempting as the Raiders are, I'm going with Justin Herbert and the Bolts. It just seems every time the Raiders get that momentum from a big win, they bleep the bed the next time out. If the Bolts can block Max Crosby on the edge, slow down the run game and Josh Jacobs, I really like them here. Keep Justin up and he will deliver. He's thrown 7 touchdowns and 0 interceptions in his career against the Raiders. Sorry, Mike in L.A., Bolts -3 here.
Are you going to chalk up the entire weekend?
We'll see.
Okay, let's see. Next, Kansas City and Denver. Chiefs in Denver. The Chiefs beat them easily in Week 13. And heading into last week's game against the Bengals, I would have said this game looks like a hospital job on paper. In fact, it might be. However, the Chiefs ran into the Bengals, and that much maligned but much improved defense got absolutely shredded by Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase. No, the Broncos and whoever they send out there under center are not Mahomes and the Chiefs, but that to me was a bit of a red flag. Burrow shredded them. Is it a red flag to you, or is that merely an aberration? How do you feel about the Chiefs generally, and how are you playing this?
So first off, I think it is an aberration for KC. I like their defense overall. I think it's the best Pat's had since his run in KC, and I think they are the best overall team in the AFC. Now, hopefully when they play the Bengals the next time, they will put 2 people on Ja'Marr Chase. That could help. But this game here, Jim, it's tomorrow, and the number I got is KC -10.5 at Denver. I'll take the Chiefs here. The key is stopping the Denver run game. Get up early and make Drew Lock toss the ball around the yard. Chances are high that happens as well. KC ranks first in first quarter points in the NFL, and Denver ranks 25th. Denver is also 0-4 against the spread in their last 4 games against the AFC. KC is 4-0 in their last 4 against the spread in the AFC West. I hope this isn't Vic Fangio's last game in Denver. I love him, but if it is, I think he loses by more than 10.5, Jim. Let's go KC.
You're a chalky bleep. Why do you love Vic Fangio so much?
Because he's a smart, smart man as a defensive coordinator. He's smarter than everybody else. He's got a bad situation. His time, like his, some of his stuff that he does is not the smartest thing when it comes to clock management and timeouts, but IQ, it's about as high as there is.
How would you know, dude?
Because I see his product, man.
Are you submitting IQ tests now? All right. Maybe hit him with a Rorschach. All right, so Bucks v. Panthers. Let's go on to that. The Panthers are, how do I put this? Ass. And they have been for quite some time. The Bucks obviously have got a ton of drama right now, and they've got distractions, but they are the defending champs. They're a veteran squad. They've got guys who've dealt with all this nonsense before. Yes, they did struggle against the Jets, but if you believe that flipping the switch is a real thing and that it's possible to do, then you've got to believe the Bucks have another run in them. I know this much, Head. The Panthers took a big dump in their pants this season, and the Bucks need this for a variety of reasons heading into the postseason. I think they're looking to lock it in. I think they're looking to prove that they don't need Mr. Big Chest, even if they do need him. What's the number? How are you playing it?
Yeah, how ironic is that? The first game without AB, and the Bucks get to play the toilet lickers of the NFC South and Ritz Panthers here, Jim, where he could pad his stats. But anyways, careful what you ask for, Frozen Foot. Let's go with the Bucks -8 at home here. They played 2 weeks ago in Carolina. Tampa won by 26. I think the Bucks can cover that 8 pretty easy here. The Panthers' strengths on defense is getting to the quarterback, but they struggled to do so against Tom's elite line last time out. They were also banged up on the back end, and it looks like Stephon Gilmore won't go. Tom should move the ball. They ran the ball for 159 yards the last time, and on defense, you want to throw against the Bucks, and there's not a worse team in the NFL, according to Football Outsider, than your Panthers, Ritt. They rank 32nd in pass DVOA. Let's
Thank
go,
you.
Bucks, -8. If I lose, tweet at the twit, Garrett Ritt.
There you go. Twit. Be sure to twit.
Yeah,
and
I confused it. Yep. There you go.
Chalk much? Chalk much? We got one more game. The big head. Seahawks and Cards. I'll tell you what I think. I think it's a pretty interesting game and a tough one to pick. Seattle and Arizona. The Cards were able to finally stop the bleeding head. They went into Dallas. They did the Cowboys. Come to find out, punching the Washington football team in the face does not make you a bona fide Super Bowl contender. Am I right, Cowboy fan? You had to be lower than a crippled cricket's ass after that happened. And Kyler Murray finally started to look like the Kyler Murray that we know. That was the ultimate get-right game for him and for them. Now, that said, and I'm curious about your thoughts on this, Head. Seattle, although they have nothing to play for per se, it might be Russell Wilson's last game with them, or it might be the last game for the gum chewer, Peter, with them, or it might be their last game together. However you want to slice that, it might be a last something, so that makes them a little dangerous. What's it look like to you? What's the number? How you playing it?
The number is Cardinals minus 6.5. I saw 7 for quite a while, but I'm seeing 6.5 here, and I'm actually not going to go chalk here. I'm going to go plus 6.5 and take the Seattle Seahawks, actually. The Cards, Jim, they just aren't the same team at home as they are on the road, and Cliff Kingsbury's numbers against the spread as a home favorite since he's been there since 2019 are garbage. He is 4-10 in this spot, hitting at 28% of those games. Seattle, too, is actually running the football very, very good.
They're running the ball very well.
Yes. Better than anybody in the NFL the last three games. They average over 6 yards per carry during that time span, and that's where the Cardinals' weakness is running the ball. Let's take Weird Russ, the gum chewer, to show the hell up on Sunday and take the 6.5 points. No chalk.
All right, so no chalk right there. Bottom line, now you know you are permitted to use the phrase or description ass once per segment. However, it does not carry over to next week. Ooh. If you don't use one today, that does not mean you get two next week. So those are all five games. I want to ask you, is there anything else in your big head mind that you want to get out there or off your chest? Consider it your very own exclusive mini beef segment. Is there anything else you want to hit on the way out the door?
Good question. Maybe the Jags fans right now, Jim, because they're not embracing the clown show that's actually going on. They're trying to fight it. Did you see that Bill O'Brien might be interviewed for the head coaching job?
That certainly did happen.
I love that. Who better to follow the perv than Bill O'Brien? I mean, he'd probably trade Trevor Lawrence before the Super Bowl. I love that. Ass organization. There's my ass right there.
Organization and a clown show. Run it down before you put it up. Before you twit it. Before you twit your picks, run it down once again right here for me.
Tweet. Okay, gotcha. KC minus 10 at Denver on Saturday. Rams minus 4 v San Francisco. Chargers on the road in Vegas minus 3. Seattle plus 6.5 at Arizona. And Tampa Bay minus 8 against Ritz Panthers.
There it is. All right, Head, have a great weekend. Let's get paid. Let's make some money.
All right, Jim. Thanks, man.
Good job, dude. James Kelly. Hey, listen, just because I'm having some fun at his expense for being all chalky doesn't mean you can too. Like this guy writes, Dear Rome, for those that can't listen to the Big Head Bet segment, here's a sneak peek. Chalk, 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 chalk. Gee, thanks for that, Head. How many excruciating hours were put into those picks? Thanks, Brad. All right, Brad, two things. Number one, when you say, Dear Rome, for those who can't listen to Big Head segment, here's a sneak peek. Chalk, 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 chalk. That's not accurate. It was chalk, 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 dog. He only chalked 4 times. And the fact of the matter is, you know, I'm having some fun with him at his expense, I should say. And I know Big Head, his response to you saying chalk, 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 chalk would be bank, 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 bank. And remember, this is not a survivor pool. We're not picking wins and losses. We're going against the spread. So even though I make fun of the guy for going chalk, 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 underdog, he really isn't. I mean, he is picking against the spread. It is a very difficult thing to do to pick against the spread. If you don't like the guy's picks, fade the head. I'm fine with that. Notice I'm not saying to you, hey, you're an idiot if you don't do this. You're an idiot if you go against this guy. What I'm saying is do whatever the hell you want. If you don't respect his picks, fade the head. Play that game if you want. I think it's not the best idea, personally. But if that's your system, go ahead and do it. At Offensive Minx tweets, watching on CBS Sports Network, and that picture you have up of James Kelly looks like a D-list actor being cast to play James Woods in a cheap TV series. Nate in Grand Rapids. I'll accept that. That's fair. It looks nothing like the guy, but that's fair. Salvador Yoga is in. Boss. Raiders, Chargers is in Hell Week. Hell Week is when Mill tells me she's extra fertile and I have to, quote, wrap it up. Signed, Raincoats DeLauro. Why would Raincoat text me, or I should say tweet at me through the glass, when he could just say, hey, dude, you want to know something that's kind of a drag? When Mill is extra fertile and tells me I have to, quote, wrap it up. He would just tell me that. We don't communicate via Twitter about things like that.
That is ridiculous.
And by the way, what makes you think that she's the one who's fertile? Dude, Alvin's like America's padre. All right, so I will retweet the Big Head's picks a little bit later on. Those are your five picks. Chalk, 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 chalk. Non-shock. 1-800-636-8686. Have some fun with that. When we come back, I've got an open segment for you. If not two. I really am trying to talk about the Celtics and what happened to them again last night and how they went down and how they blew another lead. What the hell is going on with them? Trying to get there. The state of New York football. Rock bottom. I might get there. Speaking of Alvin, I will definitely get to his week that was. All of this is still ahead.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger is offering supplies and solutions for every industry, 24/7 support, free access to product specialists, and an experienced staff at over 250 local branches. Call or click Grainger.com or stop on by. All right, a couple of thoughts really quickly. First, Ed Borquin Mike tweets, or twits, if the Jaguars hire Bill O'Brien, that's it. He's reportedly the freaking top choice for the guy that we all want fired. Hashtag fire Balky. They cannot afford to jack this up. Not after the debacle that was Pervin Liar. They cannot afford to screw this up. So if speculation is true and reports are accurate and there are a number of top candidates that ordinarily might entertain that job but aren't going to, if Trent Balky stays there, that's a real issue. That's a real problem. They have to get the best possible head coach they can right now. And if the GM is standing in the way of that happening, then you got to get rid of the GM. And again, I'm never looking to get anybody fired. I'm just saying Jacksonville fan is really upset. And if I were a Jacksonville fan, I would be really upset. And if I were a Jacksonville fan, I would show up to the yard wearing a clown uniform too, because it's a clown organization and it's a clown show on the field. Shad Khan made an enormous mistake by hiring Pervin Liar. He owned the mistake in that he fired him before the end of the first year. You know how bad you have to be, how toxic you have to be, how in over your head you have to be to not even get a year? That's how badly that went. You can't afford to swing and miss again. Perv already set you back a number of years. So you could see where maybe they might not be in such a hurry, the fans, to embrace Bill O'Brien. He's had success, but you can't be careful enough after what just went down. You've got a franchise quarterback who's regressing. You have an organization that's been incredibly embarrassed. Hello, the fans are showing up in clown uniforms. That's how bad that is. You better get that right. Also, Geoff and Lincoln, quote, fade the head. Regards, Rome to his barber in the 90s. I did wear my lettuce pretty tight back in the day. That's true. Listen, really quickly, all this like pushback on James Kelly, the big head, going chalk, it's actually a pretty stupid argument. Like, you're wrong. I'm not saying you're stupid. I'm saying the argument's dumb. You're suggesting that the guy's lazy and laying it up and not doing the work and just looking at the spread and picking the favorite. That's not how that works. It's not just chalk or picking chalk. It's about picking the right chalk. That's not easy to do. In fact, it's never been more challenging than it is right now. Picking against the spread in the NFL is a near impossible endeavor. It's really hard. So it's actually a bad take. It's inaccurate. For you to come in here and say, hey, man, hey, way to go, head. Anybody can do that. I can do that. He's not just doing that. He's not picking Tampa Bay because they're favored. He's picking Tampa Bay minus the points. It's not just chalk, chalk, chalk. Oh, I'll throw one dog in there to make it look like I'm working. You're just wrong. It's not your fault. You're not educated on the process. But we're not just here picking chalk. Picking chalk is not easy. What you're betting on is that they cover. And these are some big numbers to cover. So I'm going to defend the head. It may sound like I'm being a hypocrite because I was making fun of him for it, but it was just tongue-in-cheek. Because I know a lot of you are like that. You see what I'm doing here? I'm poking fun at him through you, but I don't mean it. You have to pick the right chalk. It's hard. All right, so are we good? Have we covered that? And by the way, if you don't like that, if you don't accept that, fine. Fade the head. Go against him. See how that goes for you. Right, let's get a phone call in here. Still ahead, Alvy's Week That Was. And the ATP, let's go to Brooklyn. Frank, good to have you. Frank, what's up?
Hey, Jim, how are you?
Good, you. How are you, Frank?
Good, long-time listener, back to when Rome was burning. So I just want to talk about the Raiders Chargers, and if the Jags somehow beat the Colts and these two teams kneel to get in, I would be sick to my stomach. Like, I don't watch football to watch two teams take knees for 30 minutes. You know, I think the Raiders need to go out and win, especially if the Colts lose, try to win. We'll get in and play Cincy instead of Kansas City. I know we're both games, the Raiders are going to be dogs. But I would just be sick to my stomach if both those teams take knees after the Colts lose. Like, I don't know what you think about that.
I'll tell you exactly what I think about that. Look, first of all, appreciate you, Frank. Thank you very much. What he's talking about is, it would seem unlikely, right, that the Jags would beat the Colts. I'm here to tell you it could happen. As little as I think of the Jags, and as hard as I just went on them right now, it could happen. It has happened. And the Colts are kind of a weird team, right? I'm not saying it's going to happen.
Yeah, it happens.
I'm saying that it would not be an impossibility. If, in fact, that were to happen, and the Chargers and the Raiders were to tie, they both get in. So there's this school of thought that maybe they might, if it happened, do a little side deal. Like, hey, yo, why don't we just kind of knee this thing out, and then we both get in. Wink, wink. I'm here to tell you, there is no way in hell that could ever happen. Like, I would bet what's left of my career. I would almost bet what's left of my life. Almost. I'm going to hedge right there because I do like being above ground. I'd be almost willing to bet my life that there's no way that those two teams or two other teams in the NFL would ever agree to something as asinine as that. Don't worry about it, Frank. That's not something to worry about. That's not going to happen. The league wouldn't allow it. Those involved would never be a party to it. That's not going to happen. You don't need to sweat that. Now, I'm not saying that they can't end up with a tie. They could tie. But it's not going to be the result of flipping the coin, having the opening kickoff, and then both teams kneeing it out for four quarters. That would never happen. Now, if the game is tied late I can't really say what they might do. Brandon Staley was pretty emphatic when he was asked the question this week. He's like, we're not doing that. Hell no, we're not a part of that. Yeah, and why would they? He goes for it on fourth down every single time. The Chargers aren't about that. Do not sweat that. That's not going to happen. You know what's more likely than that happening? The Jags beating the Colts. That, to me, is not an impossibility. Two teams agreeing to knee it out so they both get in and doing a side deal, to me, is an impossibility. Don't worry about that. All right, so who you got this weekend? What about the Chargers and the Raiders? It's Hell Week. Chargers v. Raiders, win and you're in. However, if you got to play that game against the spread, who are you taking? The Big Head and I both like the Chargers. I added myself to that, too. I like that pick. Chargers -3. But if you like the Raiders, you're getting value at home. +3 in a game they need to win to get in. And you're getting 3 points at home. Not that Vegas is the greatest home field advantage, but that. All right, let's take a short time out. When we return, it's not too late to get through. You can get through. Also, Alvin's week that was. That is not only an impossibility, that is inevitable. Not an impossibility.
Inevitable.
Let's get you a sports up. All right, time for the ATP, the Ask the Pros, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts. For all your car care needs, get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Prairie Dogman 22 asks, haven't listened for a minute, Rome Slice, but what happened to playing Sandstorm? That's a great question. Let me rack my brain for a minute. You know, Sandstorm went the way of the Rat Family, the Piece of Crap Club, the Adult Alarm. It's not that it was inappropriate. It's just that we got a little caught up in it. It became a Friday thing where we would play it underneath the open. Go ahead, Albie. And then I would just kind of play it underneath the open. And then we liked it so much that we played it underneath the next segment as well. And then it got to a point where we were playing it underneath the entire program sometimes for the whole show. And Alvin was tripping. But there was one day where I was having a lot of fun with it and got a little loose in the open. And apparently a few of the programmers hit one or two of the suits and said, the hell is the matter with Rome? Like, what's going on with that guy? Why is he doing that? And my response was, why am I doing what? Providing excellent programming? Why am I doing what? Having fun? For whatever reason, they were not having as much fun with it as I was. Why is Rome doing that? You mean, why is Rome kicking ass and ruling? Is that the question? I don't know. I just am. But for whatever reason, Prairie Dogman 22, the suits at the time, and I don't know if they're current suits or previous suits, but they were suits, and they didn't get it. And they apparently did not agree with the notion that I was kicking ass and ruling. So we stopped playing it, which was a sad day because listen to it. Tell me that's not making your life, your day better, therefore your life better, and my show better. It's fire. I think at that point what I did was, when they asked the question, the hell is Rome doing? What is he doing? One, kicking ass. Two, ruling. And three, you like that? You like that? How about we double down with that and good vibrations? Another Friday thing that we did. Oh, you like that? You like that? Why don't we throw some Becky Black in there too? And then you have yourself a real Friday. Yeah. There you go, Albie. So I don't want to try any of you PDs. But go ahead, ask me again. What the hell has gotten into Rome? What is Rome doing? Kicking ass and ruling. You want? Hey, try me again, and I'll hit you with some yakety sacks too, bitches. Try and follow that. Good job, Albie. All right, anyway, let's quit while we're ahead. Prairie Dog Man. I want to say the sandstorm was a thing like around 2010, and then we came to CBS, and I think somebody who, and believe me, I got to answer to somebody like you do too, somebody that I had to answer to did not think it was very cool or funny or that I was kicking ass or ruling. So I backed down. But good to hear that. Good reset. Jimmy Jim, what special perks does Alvie enjoy for being office manager? Signed, Brenton PC. He does get to choose which coffee to order. He gets that. He does get to kill the cockroaches and then put them in manila folders and give them to Chalk. He does that. Hey, Jim. Which member of the XR4TI will go with you to Radio Row this year? Bella B in Calgary. She's always next level. That's a great question. We're talking about it. We're talking about the Row. The plan absolutely right now is to be on the Row. But as you all know, the world seems to change every other day. So I'm not sure yet. And nobody is raising their hand and volunteering for it. I know that. Rit. Really? No.
Game on.
No. I'm like Mike Zimmer. No, no, Rit, I've seen enough of you.
No!
How about Rit? They're trying to get a look at him. No, I see him every single day. No, I don't need to see Rit on the Row. I appreciate you raising your hand. No, dude.
Thank you.
Of course, Ike wants to go. No, no thank you. I see enough of you every single day here in the studio.
I see him every day.
Alvin, are you ready? Let's roll Alvie's Ionic Week That Was. Maybe I'm going crazy.
Hey, hey, hey.
Maybe I'm out of my head. Hey, hey, hey.
This is the Jim Rome Show.
It sure as hell is. What's cracking? Welcome to the program. Welcome to 2022. I'm Jim Rome. You know, where do you start coming off a week like that? I think I'll start with Antonio Brown, because why not? Antonio Brown. Win Antonio Brown yet again.
Yeah! We have an incident down here with Antonio Brown.
Raiders gave him a shot. Patriots gave him a shot. The Bucs gave him a shot. And there's a pretty damn good chance somebody else will, too.
He is no longer a Buck.
You didn't fire him. You didn't cut him. He quit. What a way to ring in the new year. He is Charles Robinson.
We've all been given the future template for how we should quit our job.
Taking his uniform
right stripped down from the waist up in front of as many people as possible. Tell Pat 40 I said hello. Ask him about the best drinking story he had from the London Olympics.
Tell me the best drinking story, Pat, that you have from the London Olympics.
There was a beer drinking contest between Dan Wetzel and Charles. Charles put on an epic display of drinking that night.
Do you think you want to get a look at Mond next week?
Not particularly. I see him every day.
How's that taste, Kellen? You might as well have chased that with, I see him every day, and I am so sick of this dude's face. Well, I already know what I got with the guy.
I see him every day.
I'm at the Tropicana playing with house money, but as the big guy in the sky would say, don't worry about the horse being blind, just load the friggin' wagon. We're on to Hell Week.
Show me your lightning bolt! Charger fan, are you kidding me? Pick up the phone and pick up that margarine. Butter the bread the hell up. It's Hell Week.
They were comfy. In fact, they did arrive on time. No, the size chart was way off. Quit filling up my email box with requests for reviews. They're not coming.
Rodgers lobs it up for Alan Lazard.
Alan Lazard is my guest.
For me, it was kind of like a moment of full circle. Had a lot of gratitude and just a lot of thanks for where I'm at, having him as a quarterback, but even more important as a friend.
He is mobbed by his teammates.
They don't get more reliable. I was an enormous fan back in the day, and I got up this morning and I told my wife, Janet, I'm not going to cry, but all good things must come to an end. Wait, y'all think I'm talking about Big Ben? I'm talking about the BlackBerry, the CrackBerry. Andre Roberts is joining us.
It was just
wrong situation for me, Houston. So
I'm going to argue that the situation with the Texans is not right for anybody.
You've been around really long.
Hey, Michael Hoyt.
When you watch practice, he does it in practice, too. The practice preparation, that's just turning into game reality.
What's another McVayism that has kind of resonated with you?
We compete with our schemes, but we win with our people.
But to think that he shouldn't be the league MVP because he's, quote, a jerk is just whack. Like, it makes me want to call you a ambulance.
The players that we coached last year that still call me twice a week talking about, you know, how much they wish they were still here.
Real Brinson.
I don't want to call him lies, but I mean, let's be real here. Like, former Giant calling him every week. There's like seven lies in that lie.
But it's time for our first beef segment of 2022.
The lid on the can of Spam nowadays, brother.
Brother. I got a beef with the end of school pickup line.
My wife, when the fertility doctor says there needs to be a lot more wrestling, but the stupid app on her Apple phone says not until next week.
Who that jackass? I do not have a parole officer.
My bitch-ass brother and his controlling girlfriend watching Netflix with the volume at 100 while using subtitles. And Alvy, thanks for not screwing up my name this time, you bitch.
Greg Gard, great to have you on the show. As always, happy new year, and I hope we can do it again soon.
Hey, sounds good, Jim. So you don't get to Eagle River in the winter?
No, hell no. Who are you talking to? Talking to Howard Beck. How are you feeling about Westbrook and that fit with the Lakers?
Still not great.
Let's it fly for three. Got it!
Lance is on a 10-day contract. They should make that a 10-year contract.
Lance!
He is Ricky Williams.
HIGHSMAN.CO.
You and I have done this for a long, long time. I really, really appreciate that conversation.
You're the man. I mean, I'm not just saying that because of your reputation, but the actual experience of talking to you is so wonderful. So thank you for the wonderful questions and
Ricky,
the open-mindedness.
I ain't playing. What's going on? I ain't getting the ball.
So, B.A., what did you say in response to him?
You're done. Get that out of here.
Throat slash gesture.
I'm done.
Would it surprise any of you at all if you found out that he wanted to make a sex tape with a toilet licker? Rob Spillane is my guest.
Can you hear me all right?
You sound great. Can you hear me all right?
Can you hear me, Martha?
I can hear you just fine.
Charger bags that have been getting wind in their sails over their empty trophy case.
I got to set up some state about to Mike there.
Dude, you weren't even alive last time they won anything.
Let's go. Thank you. Bucks minus eight. If I lose, twit at Garrett Ritt.
Twit. Chalk much?
Back to when, you know, when Rome was burning.
Burning.
Unwore the shirtless.
That was a very bizarre moment.
Selling too many farts in a jar.
You're the man. Have a good rest of your day.
Ciabatta!
Family!
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 Raincoats DeLoro.
He cannot be stopped!
Clown show organization.
Louise!
Vote for you, boy.
Happy 2022.
Yes, all of them.
Get the F out of here.
You bitch.
Good night now!
That was something else. Alvin, way to go. Alvin DeLoro's week that was. We do that every single Friday at that time. This guy, really quickly on the way out the door, nails it on Twitter regarding the big head and chalk, this argument. It's a bad take. It's a factually unsound take. It's incorrect. This guy nails it. At Rich Kane tweets, this chalk dragging of big head is so dumb. Since I've been tailing James Kelly, I'm 41 and 31 plus 14 units. I will take that kind of profit 8 days a week, and it's free, you ungrateful dopes. Exactly. It's free. He said it himself. I would take those profits 8 days a week, and it's free. Also, this guy has a pretty interesting take. Have listened to your show for 20 years. Listen to show replays at the gym every day. Then started listening to podcast interviews, but didn't want to listen to reinvention shows because it's not really sports. I'm on episode 6 right now, and I effing love them. Your show is hilarious and always will be, but your reinvention pod shows how good of a dude you are. You're the man. Mark Porter. Mark, I appreciate that so much. Once again, it's something I started to talk about. More on this next week. But I have a side hustle to the side hustle, and it's called the Reinvention Project with Jim Rome. It's not a sports pod. It's about reinvention, inspiration. It's kind of where I'm at in my life. I think you will like it. Give it a shot. Just give it a try. It's just something different. But different is good. And what I'm trying to do, I'm trying to essentially to get some new ideas, some new strategies, some new thoughts. I want to find a way to make it all better, make the show better, make my life better, make it all better, reinvent myself. So I'm kind of on this journey, and I do it with a podcast, but I'm trying to turn it into a lifestyle. Check it out. Just listen to it. If you hate it, don't listen to it. But this guy just said, I never wanted to, but I'm six eps in and I effing love it. So thank you very much. Look for that wherever you find your podcasts. The Reinvention Project with Jim Rome. Hey, Rome, I think the big head did a great job with his picks. Regards, the girl at work who wins the NCAA bracket by picking her favorite mascots. It's a stupid take. Like, that makes no sense. He's picking against the spread. There's a lot of work that goes into it. This guy says the best version of Sandstorm was that one dude on the kazoo. I'm actually in awe that guy did that. For the ones who get it done, Grainger is offering supplies and solutions for every industry, 24/7 support, free access to product specialists, and an experienced staff at over 250 local branches. Call or click Grainger.com or stop on by. My thanks to Rob Spillane, Tori Holt, the Big Head. Flashing back to the guy with the kazoo. Listen to this guy. That's not easy to do. This is the Sandstorm dude back in the day.
Here it is. The best part.
How about the way he set us up for the best part? Have a great weekend. See you, Route.